Okay, good morning everyone. Help yourselves to some coffee and donuts while we learn for a few minutes. We are learning Nefesh Shimshon, which is on the order of Tefillah. We've been discussing the last 2 weeks. Modani, and so first week we discussed the word Modeh. Second week we discussed the word Ani, and today we get to Lifanecha Melech Chai V'Kayam. So Rav Pinkas points out that the word Lifanecha in many ways is the essence of Tefillah. Kan munach hayesod gadol she'amida lifnei melech lifnei Hashem yisbarach. The word lifanecha immediately should bring the image of our mind in our minds that we are literally standing before the melech malchei amlachim, that we're literally standing before the Almighty. And so therefore the word lifanecha is a very powerful word. What about melech chai v'kayam? Why are the words chai v'kayam so significant? And so Rav Pinkas points out that there are really two forms of reality. There's what we would call a philosophical reality, and then there's what we call a real reality. And what I mean by that is as follows. Okay, I had, up until last year, never been pulled over by a police officer in my entire life. And so if you asked me what the experience would be like, I would tell you, what's the big deal? Cop pulls you over, he gives you a ticket, you go on your way, you find a nice lawyer. Right, you contact Ari Corbin, and before you know it, the ticket disappears. Okay? Then I was actually pulled over for the first time. And it's actually a much more nerve-wracking experience than I could have ever anticipated. Now, large part of that was that I don't know what to do when you get pulled over. So no one told me, like, the hands on the steering wheel, so I'm like playing with my phone, and whatever, the shul has security footage of it. But let's just say the police officer was very nervous. He had his hand on his gun the whole time as I'm sitting there with my hands beneath the steering wheel. So my point is that if you had tried to describe for me the experience of being in front of a police officer, I would have told you, what's the big deal? When I'm actually in front of the police officer, so your hands start sweating, your brow starts sweating, you start getting very nervous because it's much more real to you. And that's what Rav Pinkas says the challenge is when it comes to Emunah and Hashem. He says, Adam yachol la'amin v'af ladash yesh boreol. And by the way, I didn't get a ticket. He let me off. He says, Adam yachol la'amin v'af ladash yesh boreolam. A person can know intellectually that there is a creator to the world. Ela shemetzia zo hi avuro uvda filosofit machshavatit v'tulo. But it's an intellectual knowledge. It's like, I know, I could tell you that there's something called God. But he says, zo einu metzias chaya. That doesn't mean that God is alive to you, right? Kamo Yehudia Yoshev Kan Mulo, as if someone is standing directly opposite against me. Imechan Megdole Ador, Kamo Chafetz Chaim Ayinichnas Lakan, Hin Kulanu Hayinu Roa Dimifanov. If the Chafetz Chaim walked in here, we would all stand up, we would all tighten up a little bit, we would sit in awe and reverence. Why? Because the Chafetz Chaim's presence would no longer be academic to us, but it would now be very real to us. And he says, if a person, right, he uses the example, k'shadam nosei bekvish, v'roa mulo shoter, if a person's driving on the road and they see, you know, you're going out like 80 and you see the police officer out of the corner of your eye, so you slam on the brake and you make sure your seatbelt is buckled. You knew there was the chance of a police officer being there the whole time. But again, it was academic. It was intellectual. It wasn't real to you. It's only when it becomes real to you, do you then begin to take it seriously. And therefore, says Rav Pinkas, because that's the beauty. That is the significance of the words, Melech Chai V'Kayam. Our job is to believe that God is not just like God in an academic sense, but God is God. God is something that's very real to us. It's palpable to us. And I should be able to feel it and sense it as if it's something physical sitting directly opposite from me. He says, Aleinu Ladash Hashem Yisbarach Kavayachol Hu Melech Chai. Hashem is as if he's a chai, he's alive. He says, Aleibadig Rabbonu Shalolam. I don't know what that means, but it means that Hashem is Leibadig. V'lechayos pe'etem nachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'mala mikol musag shaguv. Of course, Hashem is beyond any of our comprehension. Aval hu melech chai, but he's a real God to us. Kavayachol metzius mukhshit v'chaya. He's a real, tangible entity in our life. Borei olam ein sof baruch hu. Im nizke lahamshich la'atzmenu as kol yedir she'elanu. Binyan ha'amuna be'Hashem Yisbarach, ad she'dvarim yikabul gavon, she'chiyus u'mukshid, ha'davar yichul al banu shinoi atzum. He says the only way that the awareness of God has that transformative power over you is if you believe God is real. He's no longer academic, It's no longer intellectual. It's no longer philosophical. But it's a very real presence in my life. He quotes here the Gemara in Brachos, very famous Gemara, Kishachal Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. When Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was sick, Nichnasud Talmid of Levakro, his students come in to visit him and they say, Rabbi, give us a bracha. And he says, Yihi ratzon shetehi mora shemayim aleichem kimora basar vedam. That the fear of heaven should be like the fear of a person. And the Talmidim say, that's it? You couldn't do anything better? How about a little sustenance? How about a little good health, maybe? Nachas from our children, right? The best you got is that I should fear heaven like I feel man? And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai famously answered, V'levai, right? Halevai, that's what we should all feel, is that the presence of God is as palpable and real to us as the presence of a human being. He says, he gives the analogy here. He says, Yadu ali shela'avi yesh bebeng tochnit cheskon shakama alfei dolarim. Says, let's say I needed a loan. I came on tough times, and I needed a bank loan. And I knew that my father owned the bank. So he says, Inimar gishio sertoki hu karov murgash umukshi etzli. How much better would you feel if you knew that your dad owned the bank? If you knew that your father owned the bank, you wouldn't be nervous. You wouldn't be losing sleep over it. You wouldn't be walking around stressed all day. Lumat zot kishemedubar al Hashem misparach. He says, so too when we talk about Hashem. Gam achareshet zoakim kol kach harbei pamim avinu malkenu hu nishar meruchak meitanu. Right, you can say the words, God is my father, God is my father. But if you don't feel it, so God is a very distant presence in your life. Aval im neide sheavinu shebashamayim hu alei b'deg tati. He says, if you feel that Hashem is just not like, oh, my father in heaven, but God is a real presence. He is the bank owner. He is the one who decides about the parnassa and about the health and about the children. Right? God is the owner of all of that. So Abba Chai, you realize that your father's alive. V'hu ashir gadol, and he's the wealthy one. Tov leva oivo sanu ahavat suman. He's the one who loves you. Lo tia lanu kosiba le'yatsev. He says you have nothing to worry about. Because the guy who's in charge, the guy who's the owner of the bank, that is your father. He says, Zehu Chai. Says Rav Pinchas, that is the meaning, that is the significance of the word Chai. To really and truly believe that Hashem is there, that Hashem is quote-unquote alive, that He's a palpable, tangible part of your life. He's not just some peripheral, intellectual, academic, or philosophical component of your life. Kayam Perusha Shehu Chai Kolzman. The word Kayam, right? Chai V'Kayam. So what does Kayam mean? It means that He's there at all times. Lo mafsik larega lios chai. God doesn't stop His quote unquote aliveness in our life. Lo rakish adam margishu chai. It's not enough for a person to believe that God is alive. Elagam kshu olich lishon. Even when we're asleep. Gam kishu enu margisho so. Even when I don't feel God. O menase lahalim ayin mimenu. I try to hide myself from Him. Harei uchai v'kayam. We can't hide from God. God is always there. God is always alive. He doesn't take breaks. V'chol ma'asecha mamshichim likasei b'sefer. He's watching over us at all times, even when we don't realize it. Zeu yesod ha'yesodo she'aleinu lakachat la'atzmeinu l'meshach kol hayom. He says, this is the essence, one of the biggest foundations that we have to take with ourselves all day long. The words, melech chai v'kayam. Zohi ha'alef be'yis shel Yehudi. He says, that is the A, B, and C of being a Jew, to believe that God is Chai, that God is alive, He's a palpable, tangible part of my life, the same way that the table is tangible, and the chair is tangible, and Noam Kamenetsky is tangible, so Kavayachal, I believe that God is tangible. But the difference between all of these is that sometimes Noam's there, and sometimes he's not. God is always there. God is always there.
I'm always there for everybody.
Noam is always there.
I'm there for you.
Hayadut shalanu tzricha liyot yadut chaya. He says, you want your Judaism to be alive? You want your Judaism no longer to be lethargic and to feel dead? The way that you do that is to make God alive. When you make God alive, your Judaism will come alive. And he says, that is the essence. That is the one of the most essential components of living your day as a Jew. Kavayacho omed chai umukhshi mulo. To believe that God is alive and that He's a tangible, palpable part of every day and every second of my life. Everyone have a wonderful day.